Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 12th of April.
Woohoo!
Mid-Easter holidays.
I know, that's the only downside to it.
Was that a woohoo with excitement or insanity?
Absolute excitement. Easter's around the corner. Come on, Easter eggs. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's all about the chocolates.
Yeah, I always forget about Easter. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, but yes, as you can hear today, my co-host is the gorgeous Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Hello.
I always called you the Greek stylist then.
Always something. Never right.
But, we tried to. Never chic. Well, you are very, very chic, aren't you? So
thank
fabulous.
You.
And
thank
our
you.
Guests in the studio today, we have two guests today. We squeezed them in. We have the wonderful Anwin Cooper of Get Fruitful Marketing. So I'm giggling because I've put Cooper here. I've typed Cooper.
Too many O's.
Too many O's. And the wonderful Dan Corp of Corp Consulting.
Good morning,
Amanda. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. We have got lots to cover. Lots to talk about today, but we do want to hear from you, the listeners out there. If you're not off sunning yourself somewhere on holiday, not that I'm jealous or anything, or out,
I would be.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah,
okay.
I am jealous.
I hope you're not out there sunning yourself because I'm in a studio.
If you are, go and send us a picture just to make Julie even more jealous.
Thanks.
Give us a tweet on at Bunker Extra with the hashtag Be Extra Be Bunker so we can find your tweets. If you'd like to give us a call in the studio, we do have a phone. You can call us if you've got an event that you want us to shout out about, or if you'd just like to phone up for a chat, tell us who you are, what you're doing, shout out for your business. If you give us a call on 01233 220035, 01233 220035, and as always you can email us at bunkerextra@gmail.com if you'd like to, if you've got an event coming up that you want to shout out about, or if you'd like to come on as a guest. We have some spaces in June, I believe, so do give us an email. Now, on last week's show, I was joined in the studio by the young Ben Abbott.
Oh.
He's going to be forever known as the young Ben Abbott.
Yeah, new co-host.
His new co-host who's joined our team, so it was great having him with us. And our guest was the fabulous Zoe Cairns.
Yeah.
Which was great. We have to say a big thank you to Zoe and the team at ZZ Social Media because they are sponsoring the show this month. And also, they have their fantastic event, ZC Live, coming up at the end of May. And we're going to share more about that later.
Yeah.
But we had a really good old conversation on the show. We were talking social media. You can never stop
the
talking
bane of some of our
media.
Lives, but equally the beauty.
Yeah, we were talking about the positive sides of social media because there are so many positive sides.
Of course there are.
All the different areas. But if you missed that show or any of the other shows, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab and all of the shows were there. The show is 98. This show is 99, which means next week's show is 100.
How amazing is that? The century.
I know. It feels like so many more than
century
that.
Of shows.
Century
wow.
of shows. Century of shows. And on Good Friday.
I know.
It'll be a very good Friday.
It will be. We will be having a great show next week. But we have had quite a few little tweets coming in for
yes,
shout outs. I'm just going to give this one from the fabulous Barry
Aww.
And John from Me Now. Can we have a shout out our CEO Barry, who is running the London Marathon in 2 weeks? He'll run it in a pink wing and are you actually really running? I didn't realise you were actually running like that, Barry. Well done. Good on you.
Go and look at Twitter, everybody, and have a look at
the
picture.
What Barry's wearing in the picture, definitely. Which is fairy wings and a pink wig by the looks of things.
And don't forget the wand.
And
there
a
is
wand.
A wand
and
there
a
as well.
Fairy wand. And a pink wand.
And a pink
well
wand.
Well done, Barry.
Well done. He just needs to reach his target of £3,000 and he is raising money for Sarcoma.
That's amazing.
So you know what, I just think anybody that does the London Marathon is either mad or amazing, maybe a
or
bit
both.
Both. It's got to be a bit of both, isn't it?
Well, actually Barry put a little mini video up of his training this period where he's just sort of getting himself ready and in the zone for it, and it was quite emotional actually to see him, you know, running and getting into the zone and getting his mindset right. But it's such an amazing cause. And I think it's quite close to his heart. But yeah, watching his mini video, you know, getting out there, doing his run on a Sunday morning.
Really got to put the training in. So I've done a couple of marathons.
Have you?
There's definitely a probably a 5 or 6 month lead up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not just a case of, you know, 26 miles is a long way. So, yeah, you've already
What's your time? What's your time?
I've done two. So my first one was 4 hours 28, which was, I was okay with. That's really to get around on my first one. And then I managed to get a 3:52.
Wow, so, congrats. How long ago was that?
That was not last year, the year before.
Yeah, go you.
So. I think the other thing as well is the... how it brings everybody together, the London Marathon. I know last year one of the show fans, Sasha Mulligan, did it, and she's not, you know, she's not normally a runner or anything like that, so obviously she put the training in and she did it, and it killed her. I think she did it in a very long time. It was 7-8 hours or something like that, but she kept on going. She just said every time she felt like stopping, there was somebody there. Yeah. You know, come on, you can do it.
And,
you know, exactly. That's exactly what. And I think that's one of the nice things about it is it does bring, you know, the Brits together, London together, and everybody
it's
from
a good
about.
Atmosphere.
It's such an achievement, though. I mean, to finish the marathon, that's a massive pat on the back.
Yeah, it is. And I think, so I know a couple of people, give a bit of a shout out to Steve Wisby from NIC Technical. Amazing little company down in Folkestone, and they make bomb disposable robots and all that kind of stuff. Oh, it's really cool. A fellow IOD ambassador, and he's training at the moment, and he's been surprised how tough it is.
Yeah.
You know, once you start, you know, half marathon is, you know, 30 miles is quite a way, but once you start getting over those distances, it really is, it's brutal. It's brutal. Yeah.
It's amazing what the human brain and body can do when you're determined and focused.
It's a bit like really you should only run for 18 miles, apparently, is the physical limits of the body, and it's just your mind that gets you to the 26. Mm. And that is right, because about 18 to 20 miles you hit the wall, and then it's just your mindset taking you through,
and he's still got 6 odd miles to go. I
hit the wall at 18 to 26 meters. I just can't go anymore.
That's it.
8 minutes for me.
don't do running.
Don't run.
But we wish you all the best, Barry. Fantastic. Well done.
You're a star. With
his star, exactly. We've also had a shout out request from the lovely Tracy Ferguson at Tazzy64 on the Twitter, saying, can they have a shout out for their free Easter workshops for 7 to 11 year olds, which is next week in Maidstone, sponsored by Golden Vision, helping 7 to 11 year olds express themselves. How would your child enjoy making their very own modern
fable?
I would
it's a drama.
A table
it's
for a minute. Why would you want to make a table?
The drama.
My modern table.
My modern table, exactly. Well, you know, I suppose an old table. But Tracy's fantastic. She works with a variety of people, helping with their confidence and knowing themselves. So, and she's teamed up with Freya at Wellbeing People. So if you follow Tracy on the Twitter at Tazzy64, otherwise you can book now. And I'm just going to check the link, and I think that goes through to Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite, express yourself. And you can find all the workshops that they're doing. So
it's fun and free as well.
Got a couple going on. So it's Monday and Tuesday next week, and it's fun and it's free. And you know what? It's great for kids. And
I'm sure there are plenty of parents out there looking for stuff.
Exactly. If you want to find something to do with your children, because you've got another week to go, people, week to go. But it's great. Keep those tweets coming in. Julie, you've been busy the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
what have you been up to?
Goodness. So I had my London Style in the City Masterclass.
That looked amazing.
It was so awesome. So we had Prosecco on tap. We had cupcakes, luxury chocolates, and a fab, amazing audience.
Prosecco on tap. I don't know how you got people to turn up.
I know.
I know, right?
I wonder. You need a pool for events, and I can't acquire Prosecco.
I wonder why and how. So, I had an amazing evening. Brilliant turnout. I had lots of ladies learn lots of amazing things about style, fashion, latest trends, but ultimately how to make the best personal impact, wear their confidence, and also put their best foot forward in terms of making the right impression in their businesses and their careers, because it's really important. It's a really important thing.
And we were talking earlier before the show, weren't we, about how are you, because it's your first London event, wasn't it?
It was.
One of the key things was Eventbrite is really good for you, right?
To get brilliant marketing tool. Brilliant. Had never logged in, signed into Eventbrite before.
Yeah.
So my first experience was the best experience.
That's great. So you got lots of people we didn't know there.
Literally. It was fantastic.
Were they corporate women?
Lots of corporate ladies, few business owners, self-employed owners. Brilliant, brilliant. A great bunch of people, totally engaged and involved, and took loads away. And got, you know, some tweets of the night. Yeah, and actually this morning, I'm really chuffed about this. One of the ladies who turned up actually blogged about me and the event.
Oh,
and the
confidence, she's in heaven.
A confidence boost that she got. Good. And that was just lovely. It really touched me that somebody took their time to blog. You know, they've got other things to blog about. She's a business owner in her own right. And she blogged about the event and how, you know, what, you know, the confidence that she got from the event, and, you know, got out there the following day and rocked her leopard print boots, courtesy of Julie Daniel. So, yeah.
No, that's great. And you know what? I think so many people miss that trick when you have an event. It's the social media that goes around it before, during and after the event. Because it's about, you know, you don't run an event just for the sake of running an event. There's a reason for running an event. And I think so many people miss the fact that, you know, on social media, it's a free marketing tool, and you create FOMO. People who, you know, want to be there, and then on the day keep the social media going, so people going, oh God, I wish I was there.
Sorry I couldn't make it.
And then afterwards, and it's just in the amount it builds the profile of the event, and then post-event as well, just like, oh, that was so great, thank you for everyone that come, and obviously posting up blogs and stuff like that, so it's fantastic. But I'm glad it went so well. It's
really well. I'm so pleased about it. Yeah, so I'm planning the next.
I did not see my invite for the on tap Prosecco.
Prosecco. That's why you weren't there.
I would have been there.
You missed the Prosecco.
You missed that part of the marketing, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. When you're marketing an event, make sure you market the things you know are going to attract people.
Of course.
On tap Prosecco. Talking of events, there is quite a few little bits coming up over the next couple of weeks. So let's give a shout out for a couple of the events. Yeah. On next Thursday, the 18th of April, there's two events for you to take part in. The first one is with Zoe Cairns, and they have their next, and ZZ Social Media have their next academy coming up. Now, this one, they've moved location slightly. They're at the Bridgewood Manor Hotel. It's from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And again, Zoe will be updating you on the latest, what's going on in social media, how to make the most of social media, how to utilize it to help you with your business. It is free to attend, and Zoe and her team always share such great advice,
latest trends, isn't it?
Is
really, and good, you know, up-to-date stuff.
It's really hard to keep up with it, so it's good to pop in and find out what's going on. If you go to Eventbrite ZC Social Media Academy, or onto ZC Social Media website, then you can book on to attend that. They do ask you to book on, because they just need to know how many numbers are going to be there, because they do lay on tea and coffee as well. So that's from 2 to 4:30, and then you have to whiz up the road to Dragon Co-working, which is in Chatham, because it's the next waffle 7 is about to happen. And if you like to waffle, it's not networking, it's waffling, apparently.
With waffles.
And they
with
have waffles.
Waffles.
They have waffles. And this one is set to be exceptional, because it is sponsored by the fabulous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes and Orchard Employment Law. So if you just fancy going along, having a waffle, making more connections, that again is free at the Dragon Co-working from 4 to 5:30. If you go to the Facebook, Dragon Co-working Facebook or Eventbrite, and look up Waffle 7. See, that's next Thursday sorted for you.
Brilliant.
What have you got over there?
So I've got over here, we're into May. So the 1st to the 3rd of May, Social Day is coming.
Is that coming around already?
It's coming around already. And it's the UK's most engaging social media marketing event. It's got over 30 sessions with two fantastic drinks receptions.
Prosecco on tap.
Hello. maybe not. I should say that. My bit was on tap. This might not be on tap. Two fantastic drinks receptions, and all for the cost of one ticket.
Is that Lucy Hall, is it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Social Day.
Yes, absolutely.
It's kind of a really big event, hasn't it, the Social Day?
It has. It's fantastic what she's done with it when she's gone. So it's now like a 2.5 day event rather than
a
1 day.
It's not really
day
a social day.
It's anymore, a social week.
Days. Weekend.
Social days.
Yeah. So for more information on that, it's socialday.co.uk. So go and check that out and be there. On Thursday, the 9th of May, the venues and events. Oh, are we not doing that yet?
No, we can do that. That's
Shall we
fine.
Do that?
Let's
oh, sorry.
Do that.
That's I'm just
fine.
Going down the list.
That is coming up. That is just 4 weeks away.
I know. It's going to be amazing.
It's the Venue and Events Expo.
The Venue and Events Expo.
So let me tell you all about it.
Do tell us about it.
Let me tell you about it. So It's at the Kent Events Centre in Detlin. It's a one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs, business owners, who all want to meet and greet venues and suppliers for their events. Booking, opening.
Oh, no, see, that's an old thing. No, the booking's already open. It's been open for months.
That's what I'm thinking. What's
I need
that
to
about?
Update that.
You need to update that. Okay. Okay.
This is also,
give us some more information,
yeah,
Amanda.
No, so for this event, it's if you book meeting space, if you book want to do events or anything like that, this is perfect for you. So it's not just for the events world, this is for business owners who also want to find somewhere different for their events. We've got exhibitors from throughout Kent, Surrey and Sussex.
Oh,
we've got
brilliant.
Some amazing venues. We've got Sandals UK, so if you fancy going abroad, they're promoting their Antigua a venue.
I'm there.
We've got Sunborn London. Has anybody been? Have you been to Sunborn London?
No.
You need to host your next event on Sunborn London.
Oh,
seriously.
Right.
Is that the yacht?
The yacht.
Yes, we saw that.
The static yacht.
We went to an expo.
Awesome.
We're having a conversation after this show.
I just put the two together. It's next to Excel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's for a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
So it is a yacht, luxury
gorgeous.
Inside, but it's a static yacht. So the bedrooms and everything.
Gorgeous.
And the function space is amazing. And
wow.
They're sponsored by Laurent Perrier.
Oh, God.
Pemion.
Now you're talking.
Champagne on tap.
But yeah, we've got handpicked hotels. We've got elite hotels. We've got the St. George Hotel. We've got Countrywide. We've got De Vere.
Brilliant.
We've got Millennium. We've got some amazing, and you know, they're the hotels and the venues. And we've also got some great suppliers. So we have got Leisure Kings who are coming along this year, and they've got a mobile panic room.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if you were looking for something different for team building or that type of thing, they've literally is
just don't be claustrophobic, otherwise that's not going to work for you.
They've gone absolutely mad at the moment. They're really popular.
Escape rooms.
And they're really great for team building and things like that.
Of course they are.
The event is being opened by the Hacker. We've got Toa Hacker, who are going to be opening up the day for us, doing their Hacker type stuff.
Is that it? Is
that's my version of it.
That's Amanda's.
It's a bit more impactful than that.
I think there might be.
Yeah.
True traditional New Zealand Hacker.
Wow.
They
wow.
actually do team building doing the Hacker. And they're opening the day for us, and they're opening the afternoon session for us as well. We've got team building with Byte. This year they are making puzzle feeders for capuchin monkeys.
Oh.
So when you do the workshop, you'll be making the puzzle feeders, and then they will take the feeders down to Port Lyme, put them in with the capuchin monkeys, and then live stream it back to us so you can see what you've done.
What a great thing.
Of course, we have canapes and bubbles and cocktail masterclasses, plus five amazing speakers talking about getting people to your events, event sustainability. Obviously, sustainability is huge these days, so you need to look at making events sustainable.
Yeah.
Audience engagement with Mike Glisser from Mike Piddock from Glisser, who do event tech. So there's so much going on. So this is a great full day. It's free to attend. You can do any of the workshops.
It's
any
free.
Of the talk. It's free. We've got a VIP drink reception at the end of the day.
No brainer. It's a no brainer.
It's fantastic. And Chives Catering. We've got a bistro with Chives Catering this year. So they're doing a nice bistro for us as well as a workshop. So you know what? Just book on, come along. It's Venues Events Expo. expo.co.uk. Registration is open. Get booked on. Come. As I say, if you're looking for somewhere new for meetings or team building or something like that,
sounds like it's covering everything as well. So you've got also, if you're looking to run an event, there's those masterclasses on how to engage with the audience. Also, if you're supplying,
it's
a real kind of real spread across that whole event.
Sounds
industry.
Like a fun day out.
It is.
Very interesting.
Who says you can't have fun at work?
Yeah,
you always have fun at work, don't you?
Work.
That's your life, man.
Hungry.
Exactly.
brilliant.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So should we quickly move on? I've got one more.
Yes, go and do.
So this is the ZC Live, but this is in Strood. 31st of May.
So this is the actual
8 to 4. This is the all day.
This is the all day event, yeah.
All day out. So with this, learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business and create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with international speaker, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns and some other amazing speakers from Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn and the Kent digital industry. Here you can learn how to build your online presence and influence, get your company known in your area, nationally and internationally, learn how to create an audience who become your raving fan base and buy from you over and over again. Well, we all want that, don't we? And learn how to generate more leads, inquiries and revenue for your business. Bloody hell, this sounds amazing. The event will change your online digital activities. It will teach you to stop broadcasting and transform your limiting beliefs around the online world. So for more details and to book, again, your free place, visit zcsocialmedia.co.uk.
This is a big event, isn't it?
It's all day. Yeah, at Strude.
This is the third year of them running it independently. The first 2 years.
Yeah, I
went 5 years in total. The first 2 years they ran it with the chamber, not with the chamber, with the
IOD.
Chamber of Commerce. Kent Digital. Now it's ZC Live. They have every year over 400 or 500 people going.
It gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
massive. It's She's fantastic. Doing amazingly.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So yeah, do go to that because it's just
down there.
It's that's sort of the thing where you have the two different. You've got Social Day and then you've got ZC Live. ZC Live is really for those people who need to get to grips, understand social media a lot better. Social Day is for those in the digital marketing world, those who do social media as a business or you know, very well versed on it to then upgrade themselves. So it's the two different levels.
Yeah.
ZC is like your starter level, which is getting you introduced and updating you with everything that you need to know from the sort of the ground up. And Social Day is for, you know,
industry,
those
isn't it?
Is for the industry and those people that, you know their stuff, but then are just getting updated because it's just continuously changing all the time. It's like, how do you keep up?
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
Thankfully, we have Zoe.
yes, thankfully. So, I mean, I must admit, I started, so this year, the 1st of July is my 4th business anniversary.
Oh, I know. Done.
Big changes coming as well. Yeah, I know. It's very exciting. Scary, but exciting. And since I started, I think the first couple of years I was at networking and I was doing, I did some trainings and stuff like that. And I listened to Zoe and I was, you know, my whole social media strategy. Sorry, everybody, but you've got Zoe to blame for the fact that I spend half my life on social media because she got me into it, got me interested in it. But also, you know, she's teaching me about strategy and planning and how to work with social media.
Yeah.
So it's also his vault. Basically,
there we go,
and she's brilliant. We've had a quick shout out from Fruitworks there in Canterbury, saying good morning, Amanda and Julie. Can we have a Business Bunker Extra radio show shout out, please? We've redesigned the space at Fruitworks.
Oh, I love it!
It's looking gorgeous.
I really love it.
So Fruitworks is a co-working space down there in Canterbury. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely lovely,
really cool. Lime green, you know, that neon green is very on trend.
Yes,
at the moment. So they've got the green. It's on one of the walls.
Cozy. We love co-working spaces, don't we?
We do
like
wooden floors. It looks gorgeous.
I'll have to go down and have a look. And there is your shout.
That's great. Also, we've got a shout out from young Ben Abbott.
Hi, Ben.
Have a great show, guys. So, hi, Ben.
I'm starting his new whole profile of the young Ben Abbott.
Because he's got baby face.
And he is young, you know.
Is he really young?
Well, he's in his 20s, isn't he?
That's really young, man. Yeah. Really young.
Yes, he is young. He's probably come back and go, no, I'm not, I'm 35. We're going to have a quick break. And then when we come back, we have got to speak to Dan and Wim because we want to find out who they are. Because some people out there may not know who you are.
Unlikely. Yeah,
it's one or two people. But then also this fantastic new business venture that you guys have, Bright Minds Business. It was fantastic. So we'll be back straight after this. Now, I'm feeling it. It's April. They promised us a heat wave. I'm still waiting for it. So hopefully this music will encourage them. Do you know what it is?
Drums, please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Summertime.
of a buzz. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2,
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 12th of April.
Yes, it is.
This year is just flying by.
How is it April already?
It's just, put the brakes on it.
April,
May,
4 months in.
Just fabulous.
Bank holidays are around the corner now. I mean, Easter, then we've got all the May.
Haven't we just done Christmas?
One and the other.
Exactly. Christmas is coming. Let's do the Christmas countdown. No, it is great. It is going really fast. As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, the gorgeous Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Well, hello everybody.
Hello. And our guests in studio are Anwin Cooper from Get Fruitful Marketing and Dan Corp from Corp Consulting.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Guys. Now, these guys are in the studio together today. We normally only have one guest at a time because we don't have much time to fit everybody in. But we wanted to have you both in today because you have started a new business
thing.
I don't know how to add on to that. Let's tell you what we want to do first. Let's find out a little bit about each of you individually.
Sure.
And then find out where the idea come from and then what Bright Minds in Business. Here we go. Bright Minds in Business. I've got the card in front of me now.
Tongue twister in us.
It's all about.
Right.
So Dan, Corp Consulting.
Yeah. So we've been around for just 3 years. We're still essentially in startup mode. Our purpose for being is to help businesses get in front of the companies that they want to work with. So we're all about relationship building long-term relationships for our clients with the people they want to work with. And we're in the fabric of their business. So we work in them. We are that business. And we're giving that business development bolt on that often perhaps smaller businesses don't have.
Mm.
So we're helping them scale up because often it's often the MD of a smaller business that is doing all that relationship building and getting that new business in. And then actually when they've won it and they get busy and they take on some employees, actually they then get busy doing the do and they get busy delivering what they do for their clients. And then it takes them away from actually getting out there to new business. So we come in and we deliver that business development piece for them.
I guess that's a good thing, isn't it? As you say, once you've built up your business, you actually get stuck working in your business.
It's the working in and not working on the business, isn't it?
So you help take that pressure away.
Helping
build the profile of the business.
Deciding actually who they really want to work with, you know, what type of business they want to work with. So don't waste their time talking to people that actually they don't want to work with.
Targeting.
Yeah, absolutely. So really key who they want to speak to, and also spending some time with them around, you know, what is it that their business actually does to benefit the people that they're working with. You know, too often when the people are really close with their business, they're just talking about what they do. Oh, we do this, we do that, we do this. that's great, but so what, actually? What is it that you're doing to benefit the people that you're working with? So we do a workshop before we start working with anybody
to build
that around them and really tease that out. So we've got some really great language to then talk to their, you know, prospects and start building a pipeline of relationships, which is what we're all
about. Sounds
amazing.
Relationships is the way to go.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing as well. You need to fully understand where they're coming from. So you're talking their language.
And we call it our collaborative immersion. So we're immersing ourselves in their business and helping build a bit of a value proposition for them, which often they haven't got. You know, they've often built their business to a size through referral. So actually, it's through people that they know, through their networks. But, you know, we're literally going out to kind of, you know, establishing who they want to work with and saying, right, we're going to reach out, we're going to build, and they might be in a relationship with someone already, they might have a supplier already, but actually we're going to get on their radar, you know, really be clear on how we can benefit them. So actually when they need it and when if that current relationship changes, they're the first people that they're thinking about when they want to build.
What level of business do you work with? Are they small, medium, startups?
Yeah.
Is it more established, or is it just across
probably,
range?
Probably more established. And then you're probably talking sort of, we tend to work with sort of 5 to 20 employees, kind of size business. Yeah, kind of probably turning over probably $500,000 upwards.
Yeah.
And then really looking to help them take it to the next level.
I think it's really important to have somebody like you to come and give fresh eyes to the business. Because as we say, you know, when you work in, so in the business and you're consumed with the never-ending to-do list
absolutely
that we all have as business owners and directors, you do definitely lose sight. And sometimes it's worth outsourcing and investing, you know, in a company like yourself.
Absolutely.
To come in and really have a fresh take on what's going on and what you're doing.
And what it's the great process that we take the business through. Often, you know, we'll summarize by, you know, really saying their kind of ultimate benefit. And often it's not what they think it is. They don't realize actually that's the key. That's a differentiator. Mm. That's what people are actually buying
from. The aha moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's really refreshing to come in, because we try to involve us all the people in the business. And it's really great to get that kind of like, oh, okay, this is what people really like about us. As you say, because they're so close to it, they can often just gloss over it. And you know, for us, sometimes it can be working with them for a time. Sometimes it can actually be getting them on track, you know, getting that CRM in place, getting a robust process in place for finding new business and new relationships. That's really,
love it.
Fabulous. And to Anwin.
Hi.
Founder of Get Fruitful Marketing.
Yes.
I can tag you in. I do love it then when that happens. You're like, oh, I'll take it in there. So tell us a bit more about what you do.
So I think I'm coming up to 5 years of running my business.
Well done.
Never 5 years.
It has
amazing.
Evolved over that time. I actually started out under a different name. Basically I help people make their marketing more fruitful. So
I like that.
I sometimes will work with startups, but more often working with slightly more established companies who are already doing some marketing, and some things might be working, some things maybe not working. So I basically will come in and sort of analyze that, get clear on who their target market is, who their competition is, and help them develop the messaging, and then choose the best marketing tactics basically to get their message out to the right people. And just help them put a marketing strategy together. And then if they want help to implement it, I have a fantastic network of specialists who can help with all different aspects of marketing. So if somebody needs graphic design, video, web design, social media, PR, whatever, I can help.
So you take a very holistic approach then to marketing.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Not
I think there's a lot of people out there who are specialists in different aspects, which is great because they really know their thing. And like we were saying earlier, social media is one example of something that's changing all the time, and it's really hard to keep up with it all. So I think it's great when people specialize, but I think sometimes what then gets missed is someone who can help pull it all together into a coherent, integrated
I'll be honest,
plan.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah. So I guess that's the service that I offer.
That's brilliant.
It's kind of that coordination of all the different elements of marketing. Yeah. And I think that's something that a lot of small businesses struggle with. They kind of jump into the tactical thing.
And one thing.
Yeah, and they think, oh, I need a website, or I need to do something on social media, or I need to do
throw all their attention on the social media and forget everything else.
That's it. And people kind of pick one thing because they think, oh, it's easy, or it's free, or it's cheap, or they feel comfortable with using that channel because they know it, or somebody has shown them how to use it.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't necessarily work for them, or it needs to be kind of joined up with other aspects which they're missing out on. So yeah, I guess I'll come in and help open their mind to the full marketing mix and help them kind of really analyze what's the best approach for their business.
I think that's a key thing which you often
and just kind of looking at what the return on investment is.
Yeah,
and that's what people often forget is that marketing is an investment.
Absolutely.
It's not just a cost. So you have to always be thinking about, what are you trying to get from this? What are your objectives? Is it working? Do you need to change your tack?
Absolutely.
So you help them with that. Do you do events then?
Well, I've partnered with Amanda on events. I'm not an events person as such, but Amanda has helped me with events. Yeah, she's worked on some events for my business, but also for clients as well. Yeah. So yeah, when it comes to the implementation of the plan, events might be one aspect, or could be something else. And yeah, that's when I bring in people who I know are experts
in the area. And that's the thing. People just want to sort of learn. We want to learn all this stuff. What do we do? How do we do it?
Yeah.
Who can we call on?
Yeah.
So it's great to, you know, put that out there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So then how did you two come together?
I think we met through Pure B2B, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we're both members of Pure B2B Mastermind Group.
Mastermind group around Kent, which has been fantastic. So I think. Yeah, I think I've been a member for 3 years, that is literally all about just, you know, taking questions to your kind of to the different boards around Kent. And often really interesting and helpful conversations come out of that.
It's great to get other insights, isn't it, from other business owners?
Yeah, absolutely.
From different ways of doing things.
Yeah, from all different kind of, you know, different levels as well. So you get a real mix of businesses, and it's just really interesting to kind of, and it's a great place we find to test ideas as well. So, you know, a bit of kind of like, you know, thinking of doing this, what do people think? And actually it was off the, after one of those that we met up for a conversation. And I'd just become an ambassador for the Institute of Directors, and still doing that role. And I was a what they call a IOD 99 member.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've come across the 99.
I'm considering whether I want to join as one.
That's very good value.
It's an exciting community to be part of as well. So I think that's more, you know, the big part of the 99 group. And that was one of the reasons that I wanted to join, because actually in Kent, the 99 network wasn't really heard of down here. And just coincidentally at the same time, someone else from the idea spoke to Anwin about bringing the IOD 99 more into Kent. And we kind of said, well, actually, should we do this together?
Yeah. So we did 4 events last year.
I missed out on that.
Yeah, they were fantastic events.
Oh, no.
So we did one roughly every quarter. And yeah, I had a really good...
Tripled the 99 membership in our time.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. So it's grown massively.
We'll take full credit for that.
And so you should. Absolutely.
So yeah, we came up with a format for those events where we had 3 guest speakers just deliver very short 5-minute presentations on a particular theme, and then break out into roundtable discussions. And then there's a bit of networking at the end. And it just worked really well. And basically, we've decided to continue those events in that format, but we're running them under our own banner this year. So that's what Bright Minds in Business is all about.
You're going to have to give us the event details so we can shout out on the show.
Well, we just had our first one about a week or so ago, which went really well. So that
where do you hold them?
Well, they're going to be different places each time. So we try and choose interesting venues. The one that we've just done was at a place called the Fruit Rooms.
Yes.
No relation of Fruit Works.
No.
But it's on a farm, Hugh Lowe Farms. They grow the strawberries for Wimbledon.
Just outside Merriwell Strawberry Farm. On 7 Mile Lane. Lovely. Really interesting. So it's in one of their big pack houses where they're packing literally the the strawberries for Wimbledon. And then above, they created this really cool event space. And,
fantastic.
Yeah, and we tried it, and we tried to hold it in slightly different.
I've got a perfect venue for one for you.
Oh, brilliant. Tell us later.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that was our first event. Went really well, had a really good turnout. And our theme was employer brand. So we were talking about how do you create an inspiring place to work to help you attract new talent into your team, and also to make sure you retain good people.
And this is the key things to the to our events is actually we wanted to create an event where and the theme is really strong and current, so that people actually really want to come along and be part of learning from that. So and the way we designed it, where you've got these, you know, really interesting speakers, but then because we then break out the speakers onto each table and we take onto three tables for a round table discussion, and actually the and they all have a challenge to talk about aligned with the theme of the event, so actually everybody then gets to introduce themselves on a table, so you haven't got that kind of awkward moment of networking.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is fine for some people who can go into a room and talk to anybody, but actually that's not, you know, it's not what for every business owner is like that.
Right.
So actually to give a bit of a format where people get to sit down, have a deep, and then they get to go deeper in the conversation, you know, and all the feedback from the events we've been running have been, actually it was really a really interesting subject matter, and I've really taken something away, which I then want to implement back into our business.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, isn't it? It's about the takeaways from event. It's all good and well, turning up, having a good day, meeting a few new people. But it's about the follow-up.
Yeah.
We talked about that earlier. Follow-up with people, but also the takeaways that you can take away and implement then in your business.
Yeah.
And go and find the people to help support you in doing that if needed as well.
And it's a really interesting topic around, you know, that actually we talk about branding your business and about, you know, that actually, you know, making it customer facing or your businesses you want to appeal to, but actually what are you doing to attract the right talent? You know, employment's, you know, unemployment that's at its lowest level since the early 70s, so actually you've got to be doing a really great job about, you know, attracting the right people in. So and it's not just about money anymore, you know, so actually that's changing why people want to join. You know, people want to join businesses that are on a mission, that have got a purpose, that are, you know, so that actually people can buy into that. And and, you know, all sorts of things. So we talked about unlimited holidays that some companies are running. Flexible
unlimited.
Workers.
I'm going to
Gemma.
I'm going to have 50 weeks worth of holiday this year, please.
You still have objectives to meet, Amanda.
Fine. I'll just work solidly for 2 weeks. That's not a problem.
So it's a really interesting one, actually. And I've got a friend's company who runs it. And so there's certainly some challenges around that.
Oh, yeah.
And a big part of it is making sure you've got the right people in that want to deliver it. And actually what's really funny about the unlimited holiday is you end up having to push people to take their holidays.
I guess that's the thing. I guess that's what's changing, isn't it? The working environment is changing. You know, being some people have changed to like 4-day working week, or just
there's so much more flexibility now.
Flexible working.
Remote working
is just
It's the way to go now. And with digital technology, and we can do everything from anywhere. From the beach, you know, it's the laptop beach life, isn't it?
Well, but then there are the challenges. So one of the events we won was about remote working, and actually something that there's some kind of kickback on that, which actually is that you kind of can feel isolated, you're missing out, you can be less productive.
Because, absolutely.
Because actually remote working doesn't suit everyone. So actually there tends to be a kind of a mixture which really works, because actually there's really something about getting a team of people together, bouncing off each other. I know for me that's why we do what we do in a business, because actually we want to really immerse ourselves in a business and feed off of that and kind of learn from that and pick up stuff that we can then talk to their prospects about. So
that's why I think co-working spaces work really well, because you can work from your little, you know, back bedroom, can't you, 5 days a week, but with no interaction with others and just no one to sort of have a coffee with and a smile.
I think it can be soul-destroying, definitely.
Really, it can be.
Yeah, so a lot of new business people and entrepreneurs, that's what they struggle with, isn't it? They're like, I'm going to do my own hours, I'm going to do this, and then it's like, oh, I can't ask anybody anything or anything. So going back to the events that you run, like the round tables, they work fantastically, don't they? Because everybody can have an input and a say, but you've got somebody leading it who then can give advice. And
absolutely. You're absolutely right. They're the facilitators as well. So we don't just let, otherwise, you know, you just get the strong talkers talking. We make sure that,
everyone
the facilitator
gets a chance to speak.
is bringing people in and kind of, what do you think about that? And yeah, so everybody gets to feel comfortable, and it's making sure that people are, you know, feel comfortable, that, and this introduction bit, you know, this is what, this is me and this is what I do, so actually you get to do that, which you don't always get to do at events, you know. It's yeah, making people feel comfortable. They've got something to take away, and actually they've made some real good connections.
That's perfect to me.
And I guess that's, sorry, I was just going to say another thing that there is, so obviously Kent is fantastic for networking events, and there's so many different types of networking events, and it's about having, this is not just a standard networking event, this is an event where for people where they can learn, train and network at the same time.
Our
strapline is, just trying to remember, remind myself what it is, sharing insight to inspire growth. So I guess what we hope is that people will come along and they'll join the conversation and be inspired by what they hear from the speakers, but also what they hear around the table, and share and have the opportunity to share their own insights as well to inspire others.
We learn from each other, don't we? That's what it's about.
I think I was going to say, that's the other thing as well, isn't it, is knowing that you're not the only person out there going through what you're going through when you're running a business and sort of coming together.
Yeah.
So when's the next event?
So the next one is on the 8th of May, so also 4 weeks away. And
oh my God.
It's about well-being in the workplace. So we have, again, three fantastic speakers going to kick off the event. We've got Pip Lawrence, who is the founder of Day One Wellness.
And hello, Pip. She's lovely.
Yeah, she's lovely. Really inspirational.
Yeah, she is.
Great business.
So she will be talking about her amazing Recalibrate program, which is a corporate wellness program. Mm. Then she has put us in touch with somebody who's actually been through that program, a guy called Alistair Bell, who is the MD of a company called Thermosphere, and they manufacture underfloor heating. And
underfloor heating.
So yeah, he's had an amazing health transformation.
Through Recalibrate, isn't
it? Lost loads of weight, changed his diet. He's put a gym into his office.
Wow.
And he is now encouraging all of his staff to go through the program and to use the gym and to be healthier as well. So he's a real kind of great role model. And then we've got Ben McGannon, who's the MD of Wellbeing People, and they are coming along with their health MOT kiosk. Yeah, so you can
I'm not coming
screen.
To that. Are you healthy? No.
We're going to be serving some healthy snacks, and we are hosting a fantastic venue called Kingdom in Penthurst.
Yes. Where is that?
It's sort of in the middle of nowhere. It's in between Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells. A lovely rural setting.
If you know Penthurst Place, the big mansion house in
quite
Penthurst,
close to there.
It's just up. It's up even higher than that.
Yeah. And
it's
amazing views. And yeah, it's a stunning location. So it's got this beautiful building, which is a yoga studio and a healthy food cafe.
If you can imagine six huge trees, which this building is built around, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like something from Grand Designs.
Which is all wooden and glass, and looks out all across the downs from
It's cool beautiful. Place. And then the woodland area outside the building is a bike track.
Mountain bike.
So yeah, you can become a member of the club and you can go cycling there. But Pip,
you should lay on a bit of that after the session.
Well, Pip Lawrence runs her Outdoor Day One gym. Wellness business from there. She's got a nature gym.
I knew I recognised the name. As
Pip, so she does nature gym classes and uses the outdoor space quite a lot. Mm.
Outdoor gym, not naturist gym.
Just clarifying that for you. Just to make sure.
So it's a morning event, so people will get to see it in daylight and have a wander around.
And how do they book?
So
how do we book?
If you go onto the website, brightmindsinbusiness.co.uk, there is a link to an Eventbrite page from there.
And how much is it?
It's £10.
Oh, brilliant value.
Drinks and refreshments as well. And yeah, we're really looking forward to that event.
And it's all whole foods, isn't it? It's a really healthy, the cafe they've got up there is, it's actually run by
RB Mother,
who does the Beacon at Tunbridge Wells.
And they've got a couple of other places.
Yeah, really, really lovely. And it's, we were there recently, weren't we? And it's, and they've actually, the cafe used to be at the bottom. Now they've moved it up to the second floor. So you've got all the views all over
Fantastic.
The place. So it's a really exciting place, actually, Kingdom, which Pip has become part of. So you've got the yoga studios, you've got the outdoor gym, and they're bringing more and more things around. So they've got these log-fired saunas and jacuzzis, which is really crazy. So the idea is that they're looking to these big corporate retreats out there, you know, so they're going to have like wigwams and stuff like that eventually, but they're just building this kind of this well-being hub,
like a complex
which is really
Pit Post well-being retreats and away days, which is quite a nice alternative for people who are looking for some way to do team building or, you know, having an off-site day for their team. So yeah, it's an amazing venue. Pip's going to be a really interesting speaker. And it's all about well-being, which is a really important topic at the moment for lots of businesses.
Yeah.
But actually activating it in your workplace, not just you know, not just jumping on the, you know, actually what can we do?
Practical things.
Absolutely.
Because the thing is, you know, people go, well, it, you know, it's the buzzword at the moment. We've all got to make our workplace more healthy. So, you know, let's put some fruit in the staff room or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, ticked.
Exactly. But then a lot of people, because they don't know what they can do to implement it, you know, they sign everybody up to Vitality Life, sign them up to gym and give them some fruit, whereas it's a lot more involved in that.
And I think also you need to be mindful. Alistair from Thermosphere has been really, you know, mindful that he's not just going to force people down this road, because you can't do that. You know, he's had a transformational experience, but he says he loves it now when he's turning up to the office. Yeah, they built their own building, as Anwen said, they've put this gym in, and he says sometimes he gets there at 7 and there's already people there, they're already in the gym, because they put showers on site as well, so people go and have a workout. But he's also created a kitchen space which has got and he'll go in there and there'll be people preparing fresh food and stuff like that, you know, which he's never seen before. So I think once you open the door on these things as a leader in a business, and it's also the same with, you know, with mental health, you know, if as a leader in a business, you start talking about these things, you're actually opening the door for your, for your colleagues to start talking about it and start, you know, you have to lead by example, basically.
Start the conversation, isn't it?
Absolutely right.
And, you know, one of our workshops at the Venues and Events Expo actually is from Helen Moon, who runs a company called eventworld.org, which is specifically for the events industry, because it is apparently listed as one of the top most stressful jobs.
Oh, interesting. I don't know why.
Yeah. No idea
how you do it.
Burnout's huge in your industry, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to her workshop, which is, you know, it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's the whole thing. That's where it's changing, and the industry's changing, and business is changing now, where, you know, it's okay for people to speak up, and you need to look after number one first. I think it's a fantastic what you're doing. This is something that's really needed here in Kent. is that it's not just a standard networking, meeting people, chatting. This is helping businesses to build and grow themselves.
Absolutely.
So there's going to be 4 a year.
Yeah,
Bright Minds.
I'll have a couple more in late summer or autumn time. I haven't planned those yet, but watch this space.
Yes.
Looking forward to the venues.
To the website and these events. We're also doing a series of video interviews with business owners. So the people who are speaking at the event, if you don't get to the event or if you just want to find out a bit more about those people, we're going to be sharing stuff on YouTube.
Fantastic.
Well. Yeah, that's so good. That'll be linked through the website, and it's going to be talking about these, often the speakers, about their business journey. And there's a load of really great stuff that they're sharing about, you know, some top tips and stuff that's worked well for them, stuff that hasn't worked.
We all want to be inspired, don't we? And I think when you hear another person's business journey and what they've gone through, and of course there are lots of lows as well as the highs. Yeah. You know, there can be a bit of a hype on social media sometimes about how great I'm doing and look, I've just had this happen and this happen. Testimonials galore. But actually, the reality of it is we've had a lot of lows, and a lot of us fail before we succeed.
Yeah.
And it's great to hear those stories.
Fantastic.
Give you the confidence.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us today. So brightmindsinbusiness.co.uk, and you can get all the details there. We have come to the end of another show. The time
flies when you're having fun.
Well, exactly. It's all about having fun. So thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Julie, for co-hosting again today.
Thank you for having me.
I have to make sure I dress even extra nice when Julie's
coming. I know, I felt the pressure.
Make sure, exactly. Yeah. You just feel a bit of pressure when
you're looking fabulous. The chic fabulous.
I was looking for chic points.
Join us next week in the studio. It is next week. It is Lisa Friday, but we'll be here because it's our 100th show.
Woo-hoo!
So we will be celebrating.
So damn committed.
I'm going to have all 4 co-hosts with me. So Julie will
exciting.
Be back.
I'm excited.
The young Ben Abbott, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and Richard. I'm trying to think who our fourth guy is. Sorry, Richard. And Richard Bell will be here. So joining, it's going to be fun. We're going to have lots of real good snippets to talk about to help you with the business. Tune in from 11. Don't forget to listen to the Paul's Business Bunker on our brother show on Tuesday from 1 to 3. He's got some more great guests. Have a great weekend, everybody. I hope it warms up, and we'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.